Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of It Was a Square.
With Sean.
And Brooke. So, it's getting to be spooky season. Halloween's a week away.
Woo woo.
And...
Or boo boo.
And Sean and I both got spooked today.
Well, you were working alone.
Yeah, no one knows where I work. First time working by myself, and I was a little spooks.
Big empty...
Greenhouse, buildings, yeah. And stuff. And I bent down to sweep something up, and as I was doing that, I thought about how like vulnerable I was. And as I was like coming back up, I just saw something in my peripheral vision that was like an inch away from my face, and I yelled so loud. So loud. It was a leaf.
Yes.
It was an anemone leaf.
Oh, a sea anemone leaf?
No, just a regular anemone leaf.
Do sea anemones...
Anemone...
What are sea anemones?
Virginiana.
They're not plants.
I don't know. Huh. I don't study the sea or sea plants.
Wow, that is... I know what I'm going to look up after this.
The only thing I know is the Nemo quote. Anemone.
Yeah, that's also all that I know. And that they're shakya. I guess I also know that from Nemo. All of my knowledge is from Disney movies.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was fun, and... Kind of made me chuckle afterwards.
Yeah, I love, there's just a weird, just a nice little tension to this month, I think, where everything's just a little bit scarier, just a little bit more on edge, and I love it. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I love feeling dangerous. Yeah. Yeah, I got out of my car today and a leaf hit me, and I didn't know what it was, and I flipped out, but I recovered well, I think.
The nice thing about me being by myself was no one was there to see it. It'd be real embarrassing if my coworkers were there.
Yeah.
My coworker on Friday asked me if I knew any good zombie movies, and I should have said, no, I'm afraid of leaves.
What did you say? World War Z, right?
Yeah, that's really the only. And then there was...
There are good zombie movies.
I forgot it again. Warm Bodies, but I could not remember the name of it. And I also... don't feel like that was the vibe he was going for.
He had to work on Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So he was asking for scary movie recs. I don't have any good zombie movies that I would... Like, Shaun of the Dead is good.
Yeah, I'm just on the zombies. Like, I don't get it. I don't get what the big whoop is.
Well, have you ever heard of Monster Theory?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about it?
I think you already told them about it.
Tell me.
We're afraid of... the monsters that go along with whatever political power there is.
Yeah, pretty much.
When did Twilight come out? Yeah, I guess that was a...
That was Barack.
Good old Barrick.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Bit of a follow-up from last week where you showed me Chappaquiddick. So my father called me and wanted to let me know when he was in middle school and high school that everyone knew Ted Kennedy killed his pregnant girlfriend by driving off of a bridge and killing... and having her in the vehicle. Like, that was just common knowledge.
Not the people voting for him, I guess.
Yeah, that's nuts that people are still voting for him. To be fair, my dad was from the Republican South, so I'm sure if he was in the Democratic wherever else, that story or that knowledge wouldn't be as widespread. But I thought that was very interesting. Everybody knew. And yeah, we just weren't alive then.
So he actually knew what happened.
Nobody knows, but...
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
So, how did you choose Young Frankenstein?
Well, yesterday I realized I had to show you something, and I didn't know what. So, today I scrolled on a bunch of things. I saw Young Frankenstein on Amazon Prime, and I was like, yeah, that's a great, like, funny movie, a movie that my family loves. You know how sometimes you say you don't get a lot of things that my family does, and then we'll watch a movie and you'll be like, oh, like I get why you say those things or why you always do those specific things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is how I felt when I watched Young Frankenstein for the first time. I was like, oh, that's why my dad always does whatever, or that's why, you know, my family always quotes this. And I only saw this maybe 2 years ago for the first time.
Wow.
But I felt like I really knew it. Walk this way, and then the shuffling mimicry.
Mm.
Yeah, like that's always been a part of my life. I just didn't know it came from this.
Yeah. And when he said walk this way, I automatically started singing that song.
You did, by Aerosmith.
And Sean told me a fun fact.
I believe that Aerosmith saw this movie, loved it. So after they watched this movie and loved it, they decided to write a song based off of it or inspired by it, which is Walk This Way, which is a hit.
Double hit.
I do want to ask you, you have read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
The literal copy. The first book.
Yeah.
Did it help with watching this movie at all?
Yeah, so I thought that Frankenstein was the monster before reading the book. And there were a couple other things that I feel like I kind of got a little bit better because I read the book.
Yeah.
But also it's been a year, so I was trying to like...
recall.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that I have the original. Obviously this is like a spoof of it. It's not supposed to be literal, but I do think they kind of threw in some Mary
Shelley-esque things. This movie's filmed in black and white as like an homage to the old Hammer movie monster movies that were all black and white.
Yeah, which neither of us have seen.
Yeah, and I don't plan on seeing it. Yeah. But
it was funny when it started playing, it was black and white. I was really surprised because I didn't think you would watch a movie in black. Like, not that you wouldn't watch it, but that you would like an old movie enough to show it to me.
Yeah.
So then I looked it up and it was 1974 and I was like, oh, so the black and white is a choice.
So there's a ton of like idiosyncrasies or like character things that I'm sure if we had watched the original movie, we would have gotten. But having not seen it, it's just, you know, fun things. That being said, there are jokes that are separate from any prior knowledge that I think are great.
Do you want to say the fun Gene story?
Sure. So I looked up a bit of trivia for this movie right before we started watching it. Just to know, like, why is it filmed in black and white? Anyway, that piece of trivia wasn't actually in it. It talks about how the blind man on it decided, or like really wanted to be in this movie, and he really liked Gene Wilder, so he did it for free. And while saying this, I'm not knowing his name, I accidentally said, instead of Gene Wilder, I said Gene Hackman.
So I kind of was like, what's his name? And then you said Gene Wildman.
Yeah.
I was like, Gene Wilder. And then he was like, oh, well, who is this Gene?
Gene Hackman.
So he looked it up and he showed a picture and I was like, oh, that kind of looks like that guy right there.
Yeah.
And it was. So yeah, it's just funny. It
looks just like the blind guy. And he's Lex Luthor in the original Superman movies. I thought that was very funny. Kind of a weird subconscious linking together. Yeah,
perfect timing though too. Because another person in it that just is like a small, like almost throwaway character is the guy who talks to Frederick at the very beginning.
Basically the guy that reads him the will.
Mm-hmm.
Of...
he is Max from Sound of Music.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Look at all those actors still acting in the time that they were acting.
Yeah. I was hoping he'd be a little bit more involved than...
No, he's not. Yeah, there's very few characters in this.
Something that I loved, again, I feel like now we watch movies through like the view of the pandemic.
Yes.
So I loved how he like washed his hands as a surgeon who just kind of dipped it in a bowl of water. And then his very high maintenance fiance. That was very funny for me.
Oh,
the lips.
Yeah.
The nails. The taffeta.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. And then so he went like touch her. They did like the COVID
appropriate elbow touch.
Yeah, which made me laugh. So
very funny character. Again, I say this every time we do a comedy. It's hard to talk about the movie without just...
quoting it?
Yeah, quoting the funny jokes or trying to explain them. That being said, what did you think of it?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I've never seen Gene Wilder in anything other than...
Blazing Saddles.
Nope. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's...
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Really?
Yeah. Only Charlie. Only Charlie's Factory.
Mm. Do you know why? Fun fact. Do you know why it's called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and not the title of the book it was based on?
No.
Roald Dahl hated the script so much that he didn't want it to have the same name as his book.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's with actors hating great movies?
He's a writer.
Sorry. What's with writers hating great movies that are inspired by their books? Mary Poppins. Roald Dahl. That's two.
Yeah. Probably because it's their baby. They've, like, envisioned what everything looks like and how they would do it. And I'm sure it's just a pride thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of it, too. Maybe the directors are taking some liberties or whatever, but...
Almost certainly.
He's Norwegian, which is cool.
That's cool. The hump joke where Igor's hump keeps switching shoulders was ad-libbed by the actor, by Igor. Hmm. Where
Marty Feldman.
Yes. Every new day, he would switch sides. And then finally, when somebody noticed, they thought it was very funny, went to Mel Brooks with it, and he added it to the script.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What hump? All right, let's go. I also really liked when Dr. Frankenstein unveils his creature and all these people are like, oh my goodness, it's a monster. And he yells at them, please behave. We're all scientists. Like, sit down, act like adults, basically. And then immediately goes into a fun little dance.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love a fun little dance and song.
Yeah, I loved everything about that.
Yeah. You can't speak.
Yeah.
Very good.
But man, he's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
That same scene where they're dancing and then all of a sudden all this lettuce is thrown at them. I was wondering if that was like on the packing list for the science convention. Like, bring your nice dress, your nice hat, change of clothes, some lettuce to be thrown at anybody who you disagree with.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they did it back then.
Yeah. But why lettuce?
I think it's meant to be tomatoes. Like, that's, like, the classic thing.
Yeah.
But...
they don't want to clean it up.
Exactly. I think it's literally... the movie makers were like, tomatoes are hard to get the stains out of everything. Like, let's just use lettuce. Lettuce is basically water. It's fine.
Let us throw this stuff at you in the most convenient, nice way possible. Also, I didn't quite catch where the music thing started. Like, Frankenstein is drawn to music, the violin, and a certain song.
That might be, like, from the original movie thing. I think it's just music in general. And but maybe that's, like, the first song he heard, so it's, like, you know, nostalgic for him, even though he's been alive for a week.
And people play it pretty much every day, and every time he follows it, he gets captured?
Yep.
Perfect.
He's not bright. He is Abby Normal.
That's true. Essentially, my last note is the bald cap that he has to wear is so obvious.
Oh, yeah. The little zipper in his neck is so clearly makeup.
We've come far.
We have. I think as a comedy, you can kind of just do that. And people are like, oh, we can tell that. Yeah.
50 years down the line, people might also just think they weren't very good at doing that stuff.
Maybe.
It was a good movie. Halloween classic. Good job.
It was very appropriate. Halloween appropriate.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for this episode.
Like a beautiful present on Christmas morn.
A little short, but that's okay.
Unlike Frankenstein's monster, it's a little short.
Yeah. If you have any questions, comments, concerns... statements, which I guess is considered a comment, email us at itwasasquare.
Please preface subject line, either if it's a comment or a statement.
Yeah.
We do not want to mix the two together on accident.
And let us know what you think about The Young Frankenstein.
Or a good zombie movie.
So I can tell my coworker.
Yes. I know it's been, too late, but here you go.
But I put it out in the world, and the world said.
Yes.
So we're also on Instagram. It was a square.
I don't do anything on it, but, maybe someday.
So, yeah. Tell a friend, subscribe. Do all the things that you need to do.
That you need to do.
Yeah.
Which is what we just said.
You've heard this before.
Yeah. But, yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, so much. And that's a wrap, folks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.